This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1129, 90210, and the High School Cool Kids. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Recently, Luke Perry passed away. Luke played Dylan on Beverly Hills 90210. Did you watch the show? What were the myths and realities in the show about high school in the U.S.? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, I heard some sad news the other day.
Oh, no. What happened?
So I heard that, unfortunately, Luke Perry of Beverly Hills 90210, our favorite Luke Perry, everyone knows him from that show, he passed away a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was really surprising because he was only 52 and it was complications from a stroke. It seems so young.
I know. So young. But I think this has brought on a wave of nostalgia, 90210 nostalgia for people in our culture. People our age specifically, or maybe a little bit older than us, right? Who
for
really got into this show. First of all, what show are we even talking about?
Beverly Hills 90210. So I never watched this because when I wasn't that the type of person that would watch this when I was in high school. It was on when I was in high school. Yeah. And like, really, it's only like the cool girls that like would get together at one of the cool girls' houses on like Friday or Saturday, whenever it was on, and watch it together. And I wasn't part of that clique. So I was like, well, I don't like you guys, so I don't like that show. You know, like high school students are crazy. So I never watched it. Did you watch it?
Well, I did. I definitely was not a cool girl. So I'm going to say that up front for sure. I was not. And I think I was especially not cool because I caught the show later. I caught it like when it was running reruns. I think maybe it came out when I was like a freshman in high school or in middle school. I didn't watch it until I was well into high school, like maybe junior, senior year. So later. But yeah, I can even picture the song, like the intro song in my head. It's just like, just hearing that song brings back a massive wave of nostalgia for that show and for high school in general. And it's also a major symbol of our culture. So we're going to dive into this today. This is going to be interesting.
This is cool, you guys. We have so much cool stuff to tell you about, like, high school in America, and what if your kids go to high school here, and what you could see in 90210 that is like true, as well, because it is like based on what the high school experience is like. It's not totally fabricated or like imaginary, right?
Yeah,
like these cliques and these type of people definitely exist,
right? It has the setup, right? It's set in case any of you have not seen this show. You could always go to YouTube and try to type it in. You might be able to catch some free episodes on YouTube, some old reruns. But yeah, it's set in a high school in Beverly Hills, California, close to Los Angeles, in Los Angeles. And 90210, in case you're wondering, is the
zip code for Beverly Hills, right? And so these guys are the stories of Brandon and Brenda, right, who moved to California from Michigan, from the Midwest. So that's a major culture shock for them. They were born and raised in the Midwest where people are supposed to be nicer than in California. And they have a massive culture shock when they move to high school in Beverly Hills.
Well, especially like dropping into an environment like Beverly Hills. Because guys, I mean, Beverly Hills, that's where all the rich, like famous people live.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that's what we think anyway. That's where all the rich, famous people live. So it would definitely be a completely different environment than like any other high school.
Exactly. Exactly. I love it. And so, I mean, so today we're going to pull out. Well, first of all, we want you guys to go and watch an episode or just sample 5 minutes of an episode to get a sense of what this is all about. But let's dive into some key words here that we still probably hear in the high school world now in the U.S.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I know. I'm always quizzing my teenage niece and nephew. Like, do people still say this?
Yeah.
Do you still do this? Because I'm so curious. And yeah, I mean, it is different than when we were in high school, but not a lot. High school is always high school. So the first thing, guys, and I'm sure you experience no matter what part of the world you're in, there are always cliques.
Yeah.
And this is probably a word that is, I don't know. I don't think this is taught in textbooks, right? Like what is a clique?
Oh my God. A clique is basically a group, like a very tight group that not everyone or anyone can be a part of. A tight-knit group. Yes.
Totally. Yeah. So everybody in high school is defining themselves as something, right? Like nobody knows who they are yet, but they want to be something and they need to be like part of a group where there's like safety. Like these are my friends. This is who we are, right? So like you dress a certain way, you listen to certain music.
Yeah.
And often that creates friction between them and other groups who are not like them.
right. Because they're so, and this is another term that I love. I feel like anyone who grew up in the U.S. always has this term ingrained in their minds is the in crowd, right? Or the cool kids. The cool kids.
Totally. or like the popular crowd, the popular kids. Yeah, because popular equals cool.
Yep.
Right? Yep. Even though it's they're not cool. Like looking back, especially if you were not part of the in crowd, like Lindsay and I think we were not part of like the super in crowd.
No.
Looking back, like those aren't the nicest people.
No.
You know?
It's
so
true.
Like, yeah, no. Not as cool looking back.
And there's always like a running cultural joke. I feel like what ends up happening, not in every case, but often when people are in the cool crowd in high school, they peak in high school, right? Meaning they're at the top of their lives in high school at age 17. And then sometimes life goes downward because maybe they don't build the skills. I mean, it's better when you have skills to talk to and connect with anyone across all the groups, right? That is building yourself up for success later in life, right? Not insulating yourself in a group is actually detrimental to your growth in high school.
Completely.
Have you tried our Alexa skill yet? If you're in the US or Japan, then you can activate it with your Alexa app and then say, Alexa, open All Ears English, or Alexa, All Ears English, wo iraite, and share All Ears English with your family at home.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Oh, completely. Because then you're not taking that risk, right? You're not taking any risks. You're just staying safe with these same people and the same conversations or whatever. Yeah. Totally. I mean, anytime you meet someone like our age and they're like still talking about high school football or like high school parties or whatever, I'm like, what kind of life have you had since then? That's like 20 years ago. What have you been doing?
Exactly. But there's definitely a nostalgia there for sure. I love it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I was definitely just kind of friends with everybody.
Yeah.
I think I wanted to be a skater because they were super cool. And I couldn't actually ride a skateboard, but I did snowboard. So I could be friends with like those dudes.
Interesting.
We wore like baggy pants and I like dyed my hair all different colors.
Oh, that's interesting. That's so interesting. I remember I used to have massive crushes on those boys that were skater boys.
Right? They were the cutest because they're also like cool and like outsider-ish, like in like a rebel sort of way.
Yep.
So
yep.
There's definitely like an attraction to that in high school, like breaking the rules.
Yeah, we're talking about, let's just make sure our listeners know what time period. So I was in high school, I was a freshman in 96 and I graduated in 2000. So that's the kind of, and you were a couple years ahead, right? A
couple years ahead. Yeah, okay. I graduated in 1998. Oh my God, that sounds so long ago. I bet some of our listeners are like, I was born in 1998.
Right. Are we old? No, we're not old.
No.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I remember the skater boys, the skater dudes. They would wear the biggest pants. I remember this one guy had this pair of red pants. I can still see it, right? This huge swimming in these red pants. They're always walking, pulling up their pants. But for some reason, that was sexy. That was cool.
That was cool back then. And I still see skaters pulling up their pants today.
Oh no.
I mean, it hasn't completely gone away. Mm-hmm. So when I was in high school, as soon as I was 16, I got a job and because I wanted to like have money and get a car and blah, blah, blah. So I got a job and I was working as like a bus girl in a restaurant.
Okay.
And I thought the pants that the chefs wore were really cool because they were like black and white checkered.
Right.
I took a pair of those from work and they were enormous. And I thought they were the coolest pants that I owned.
Oh my gosh. What are kids thinking in high school, right? It's like you wonder what were you thinking?
So terrible. So those would be the skaters, right? The cool dudes that ride skateboards and are just a little bit rebellious. When we were in high school, they listened to punk music.
Yeah.
So they were like punk rockers as well.
Yep.
But like I couldn't fully be a skater because I was also a jock, like hardcore jock. You were a jock too, right?
Well, I was a jock, but a different kind of jock. So I was a tennis player in high school. So kind of a jock. I mean, I don't know if I would fall under that word. When I think of jocks, I think of like the basketball players, the football players, crowd. But yeah, I guess if a jock is kind of jocks are the athletes, then I guess I was kind of a jock, but it doesn't seem to fit.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Well, I didn't feel that I fit any of these categories, just kind of everything.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I was a jock because I was I did everything. I played basketball, I ran track, and I played tons of soccer, of course. So, Yeah, I was definitely a jock, but like a cool jock because also a skater.
This is so cool today because we are coming out with some really interesting phrases, some real super relevant phrases. I mean, I want to challenge you guys if you're listening today. Maybe you have kids who are in high school in the U.S. or maybe in England. Who knows? You know, connect with them over these words and see if these words resonate with them still. It would be a really new way to connect with your kids potentially over these phrases. So cool.
Oh, for sure. And you could even say if your kids are going to high school in your home country, right? You could say, oh my gosh, so I know the word in English for these people.
Yeah.
Does this click? Does this happen here in your school? So no matter where they are, I think it would be really a cool conversation for you guys to have with your teenagers.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and beyond that, you know, the nostalgia of a TV show that kind of encapsulates your high school experience, or it's not exactly the same as your experience, but it's kind of symbolizes it. We want to know what you guys are nostalgic for in terms of those TV shows.
Totally. Because when the news of Luke Perry's passing came out, I posted in our Facebook group for the Connected Communicator because I was like, was this like an international hit? And we heard from students in Spain and Japan, from like all these different countries that yes, indeed, like this was a show people watched everywhere when they were in high school. So I would also like to hear from you guys if this was something that you watched, and also the nostalgia part of it. Like, what did you connect to in that? I think like the boyfriend-girlfriend drama is something that every high school kid can connect to.
Yeah.
Right? Or like, yeah. So that would also be interesting, guys. I would love to know your sort of memories and what you liked about 90210 in particular, or any show that was massively popular when you were in high school.
Yeah, it would be really cool also to compare your own high school experience to what you saw in this show and send us some follow-up questions. Maybe we can do a couple follow-up episodes off of this episode.
Yes.
Send us some questions, guys. Let us know what comes to mind when you think of 90210, this show, and send it to lindsay@allearsenglish.com. Ask us some questions. Maybe you have questions about high school in the US. What's it like? Like, is it really true that whatever it is you saw in that show? Ask us some questions. Let's get a conversation going. This is really cool.
I would love that. Yeah, that's what I was hoping for too. Like, if you're watching a show like this, you obviously know that it's fiction. Yeah. But like what part of it, right? So yeah, if you guys have any questions about like our high school experience in America compared to what you experienced, right? I would love to talk about that.
I can tell you one part that is definitely fiction is that everyone in that group, that clique in 90210, drove like BMWs or Porsches. I think Dylan drove a Porsche, right? That is definitely... No, like what 16-year-old drives a Porsche?
But that was Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So they were the children of the stars, right? Like literally like Steve Sanders, his mom was a famous TV actress. So I suppose in Beverly Hills that might be true, but most average high school kids don't drive Porsches.
No. I had a 1982 Toyota Tercel hatchback.
Excellent.
Because I had to buy it with my own money and it was super old and I loved it.
That is, hey, I'm right there with you. I had a 1984 Volvo DL with a hole in the floor.
Oh my God, that's so awesome.
Oh, it was so good. But I was so proud of that thing. I bought it from my dad, right? And I was so proud of it that I would wash it every weekend. It was an old car, right? And it was not in great condition, but I would shine that thing and wash it. And it was my car. I was proud.
Oh, I love it. Oh, that's so great. Oh, guys, yeah, please send us your questions. I would love to have more conversations, especially like if you could say, well, this is what it was like for me in high school. And Japan and Brazil, wherever you are, and then like ask us what like our situation was like in America. That'd be cool.
Absolutely. We want to hear from you guys. So send in your questions to lindsay@allearsenglish.com and let's come back to this topic soon. This has been fun.
Yeah, totally. There's still more clicks to discuss. We'll come back to this. Don't worry, guys.
All right, Jessica, take care. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.